Episode 52, What's New in 2021? Well, that is a very good question, and one which would require some form of crystal ball to gaze. But in terms of assistive technology, what will we see? Of course, the answer is don't really know, but I can point you in the direction of certain trends. Whilst we're still in the midst of a pre-vaccination time, I'm sure that video conferencing will continue to be a major source of work outlet for many of us. In terms of working with people with disabilities, this provides something of a level playing field for some. And in particular, the use of our technologies to increase connection is such a vital aid. Currently involved with several projects that aim to develop that, particularly with Age UK and AbilityNet and Wiltshire Sight, we hope to make a difference in providing that training and support. And especially after Christmas, I would imagine that there will be many opportunities to help people get better use of their equipment. Other projects are also arising of a similar kind. And so teaming up with these organisations and providing what they need will be a vital component. So certainly for the first few months until spring, we're going to see the same kind of support and trend that was in existence in 2020. In terms of new hardware and kit, it is difficult to see what would be a game changer in 2021. All I can say is whatever it is, it will be something that will be applied to the area of assistive technology because we are looking at it, we are evaluating it, we are making it happen. I've been reading recently a book about assistive technology in from the European perspective. I know we have just left the European Union, but in many ways, there are lessons that can be learned from the ethos. It is certainly a broader definition of assistive technology that is in current legislation in the EU. But the practicalities of in actually enforcing it or bringing it to happen, well, that is a different story. And that's what certainly things like our UK APL survey and BATA is hoping to transform, to make it a more practical and outcome way of working that will allow companies and suppliers and disabled people also to grow in their roles and in their ability to work with each other and produce the necessary tools that will enable us to move closer to the goal. We'll be able to meet people face to face in the work context in 2021. Once the vaccine has been deployed, I feel confident that we will be back to doing that work. But I think we will have changed our mode. There will be a much more emphasis on the tools that we have been using. Perhaps the workplace has changed forever in that we will be having more blended work as well as blended teaching as well as blended learning happening, whether it's a combination of work from home and work in office or from different locations. We should look at this in future sessions on the podcast about the effect of remote working and what it means. As someone who's been doing it for years and years, I have learnt some lessons from doing this and wish to pass them on to those who are willing to listen. So all of that is for a future podcast. May I just take this opportunity to wish all listeners a happy new year, one which is productive and blessed, one which is protected and given the opportunities to explore exciting new horizons. Bye for now. See you next time.